Hey everyone, welcome to a special edition of the Class War Podcast. It's going to be a Welcome to the Pilgrimage 2024 special edition. I'll be your host, Derek.
And Kate's here too. Hi everybody. Looking forward to seeing you. Can't wait.
So we want to do this podcast to kind of walk through all the steps, everything from when you show up to register to finding groups, talking about our favorite provisioning spots, everything that you could have, frequently asked questions. So that way it's a little more inclusive in information than just what I can fit into a welcome email and still have you guys all be able to read it without it becoming a novel. So first off, I just want to say thank you all for coming. This is our fourth year of the pilgrimage.
It is the fourth, yeah, which is crazy.
And it has grown to be such an amazing community, and that is entirely because of you and what you make it. I just am here to help you have fun. You are all the people that make this community so amazing and make the event so amazing. So before we get too far down the rabbit hole, I just wanted to thank you all again for that. And I'm really looking forward to this year. What are you looking forward to most, Kate?
I am looking forward to exploring new trails, getting more skilled. Now I've done that couple of more classes of off-roading, getting to know more ladies of the pilgrimage. I hope there's going to be some other women driving. Tracy, I hope you're coming up. I think you are. I can't wait to see you. Becky, I hope you're coming too. So I think it's going to be a really great group of people, like-minded people who just want to have a great time, relax, have a few laughs, and really get to see the beautiful Vermont countryside, the cellar holes, the cemeteries, and yeah, just have fun doing it.
Awesome. So let's start off with, we'll work our way through the schedule and comment as needed. So the first activity is actually happening before the pilgrimage even starts, which is, I guess it's going to be called the pre-pilgrimage party over at Red Can. That's our friend Jason Merle's amazing restaurant that's been open for a couple months, which is hands down my favorite place to eat in Vermont right now.
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
Really anywhere in the Vermont, New Hampshire area. So that will be starting at 6. Come on out. It's amazing Vermont food. There's an incredible speakeasy bar in the back. The pilgrimage staff and I will all be hanging out there just enjoying some peace before pilgrimage begins. So again, that's going to be 6 p.m. Wednesday night at Red Can in White River Junction. That's only about 25 minutes from the venue. So next, moving on to Thursday, check-in begins at 9 a.m. I can't stress this enough. Please don't pull in before 9 a.m., guys. We've got a bunch of prep work we're doing. We're getting it all set up. Kate's going to drop off the two kids at school before we get there. So she'll be getting there only just before registration opens. So if you can cruise around, all the camping is the same, you know, it's great spots. It's all level. So you don't need to get there at 9 a.m. If you do get there early, go park on the village green or down at the gas station in Sharon. But so as soon as you pull in, you're going to drive past, keep driving down the driveway. You're going to drive through the tree line, and then you'll come out right down by the river. You'll be stopping right in front of the big tent if you can line up into a couple different rows. And you're going to go on to registration. That's all in the big tent, and that's where Kate and Mike are going to be there.
So, yeah, when you pull into the campsite, as Derek said, you'll go through some trees, and then you'll see all the registration signs. It's a big white tent, like a wedding marquee kind of thing.
On the left, yeah.
And it's on the left-hand side. Mike and I will be in there doing registrations. Please make sure, everybody, you filled out your waivers online.
Yep.
Because nobody wants to print out bits of paper. So, and I don't have a printer there. So please make sure you do those online. That would be really helpful.
And then they're going to give you your welcome bag. So in the welcome bag, it's a pilgrimage tote bag, and there's also a pilgrimage glass breaker seatbelt cutter. I really wanted you guys to have a gift this year that you might actually, well, hopefully never have to use, but is there if you need it.
Right.
Some of you know about like my accident at Rover Revival, and that was one of the first things I reached for. Luckily, I didn't end up needing it, but I knew it was there if I did need it. So it'll be that. There's also going to be a bunch of stuff in there from some of the vendors and the guide services. So once you get that bag, we'll also give you your vehicle sticker. Every vehicle sticker is numbered. So that number is going to follow you throughout the event. So that number is also going to be used in the raffle. So we don't have to do tickets every this year, and also makes it so each vehicle has a fair shot at the raffle, you know, only one ticket per vehicle. So they'll give you a ticket. You're going to come back over to your car. One of the staff members, it will be me. I'll be up there putting your sticker on. It's either going to go in the top left-hand windshield or somewhere on the left front side, like bumper, that sort of area. Because only vehicles with stickers are allowed on the venue. If you have friends who want to come and hang out with you, cool, they can park at the parking rides, but only the vehicles that have a sticker are allowed on the venue. It's how we stop gate crashers and everything else. And also how we keep track of which registration goes with what vehicle. So once I put your sticker on, I'm going to pass you to Cheryl. Cheryl's going to be in the golf cart, and she's going to take you down to where our two other staff members, Oliver from Texas and Dave from the UK, with very different accents, are going to be here to park you. They're going to help get you campsite set up, get you to a good spot. You can tell them whether you want to be on the riverside or you want to be along tree line. You can also say that you want to go into quiet area camping. And we don't have set quiet hours, but the quiet area camping is for people that aren't going to be very loud by the campfire or cavalcades. That's in the field just as you pull into the venue off of the main road. And plenty of space.
Yeah, it's just on the left there.
It's just on the left there. Yeah. So, again, I don't enforce quiet hours, but if you're looking, and not saying that the pilgrimage is rowdy in any way, but the people that are going to be up, staying up later and talking around the campfire louder and stuff, or near the vendor area.
If you've got young children, you need to get them tucked in with a bedtime story.
The quiet area is definitely that place. So once you get your campsite all set up, that is your campsite throughout the event. So that is your allotted space. You can come and go as you please. Once you're set up, get out and go explore the class fours. And how we can help you facilitate doing that is if you come back to the big tent, there'll be Alex and I think one or two of the other staff guys are going to be there helping people assemble into groups, plan routes, answering map questions. Don't ask me how Onyx works, because I have the competency of a drunken circus monkey when it comes to electronics. I'm like the NASA space monkeys they launched into space. Yes, because I can fly doesn't mean I know how it all works. Alex is the map god. So any questions with Onyx, he can answer and help you plan routes or any of that. I know everything on the maps and all the cool stuff. I just don't know how they all work. So he'll be able there. We'll also have signs in the big tent.
Yeah, they're color-coded like last year. So there'll be a blue, green, blue.
Yep.
Progressively getting more difficult.
Yeah, so we'll have three signs. You'll be green area. That's for the easiest of the trails. Anything can do it. Blues, 4x4s with all-terrain tires. And then red is really everything above that. I don't have a section for the red, purple, and the pink guys. You guys have been there a bunch. You know how to find your own groups and do all that. So get in there, go out, meet some people. The whole thing with this event is you're going to meet loads of other people. It's awesome if you guys already have a group that's there, but, I can't stress this enough. Hang out with other people, make some friendships, have a great time. What makes this event great for us is how many people I've met at this event have now become, even past friendship, and have become family to Kate and I. The children have a lot of uncles now.
It's crazy. even after you rolled my Range Rover, Harry wanted to ride back with his friends.
Oh, yeah. It's a really cool group. So take advantage of that.
Oh, one thing about group size, try and, there'll be loads of people wheeling. You won't be on your own, and don't wheel alone. But make sure the vehicle sizes on your trips are like 5 to 6 vehicles.
Yeah, we don't want
to
really...
You don't want a group of like 10 or 15. Just keep it shorter.
It's okay if you have that once you're on the trails in the middle of the woods. But here's the logic on why we do vehicles of 6 or less. Some of these trails, the entrances are sensitive in that they might be literally someone's driveway. They could be a farm all that. I live pretty much near the bottom of one of these class four roads, and it's a lot less intimidating when only six vehicles drive by versus a group of 15 or 20.
And don't forget, smile and wave.
Yes, I can't stress that enough. Be courteous to everyone you come across. We'll get a little later in this podcast. We'll talk about the customs and courtesies along the class four roads in Vermont. But, you know, it is, you are traversing some sensitive entrances. Most of them are all marked, but please try to stay into that group size of six. If you guys want to go out as a bigger group, just do 10 minutes between groups. It's not a big deal. You can all link up out on the class fours, or you can all link up at your lunch spots. But also, if you get into groups any larger than that, it takes you guys forever to get down. Well, not you guys. It takes everybody forever to get down to class four, particularly if they're challenging. There are 70 towns worth of class fours in our map system. There's no way anyone could run them all in a single event, or even get close to more than half in an event. So, spread out, have some fun. We're here to help you do that. And there is everything in the system, from the easiest of the easy stuff to stuff that rivals Camel Trophy, or Dakar, or any of that other crazy stuff. And we are happy to help you find it. Just remember to stay within not only your vehicle capabilities, but your driving comfort level and abilities. You know, if you have a problem out there, that's always why we want you guys to wheel together. Post up in the Facebook group. If you are stuck or broken down, post up in the Facebook group, and one of the staff guys will see it, and we will work on getting you help, or someone in the group will also try to get you help. No one should be out there wheeling alone. I'm not going to stop you from doing it. It's just, it's safety. Also, most of these trails you could easily walk out of. This is not the Maine woods. It's not the Alaskan bush. The longest you're ever going to get maybe is like a 5 to 10 mile walk. But still, I don't really want to do a 5 to 10 mile walk. I drive I old Land Rovers that break down at random intervals. So I always drive with somebody else, except for that one time when I rolled this summer where I wasn't driving with somebody else, which is why we always go in a group. So that's enough on the group stuff. Go out, have fun. When you come back, the vendor area opens right around 5 o'clock. So Thursday night, every night we have a couple different food vendors. So Thursday night, we have Farmer's Market Pizza. We also have an Indian coming in just for that night who I met at the local Woodstock Farmer's Market. They did an incredible buttered chicken, and their samosas were amazing.
They were so good. As a Brit, you know, it's the law. You have to love Indian food.
So we also have the Hendersons will do grilled cheeses and french fries.
Which is good for kids, right?
Which is great, yeah. So I always make sure there's something there for children.
There's nothing worse than hungry, whining children.
Yeah, at the precursor to this event, VOBS, which was a great event in its own way, there was one evening where I had to try to convince my children to eat Mexican street corn.
That didn't go well. Remember it
and
now.
And the food vendor refused to sell me
anything
corn
separately. Yeah,
refused to sell me a corn that they didn't season, even though I could see it right there, which was maddening. But luckily, the community came through and gave my kids hamburgers and hot dogs just going around the campsite. So that was awesome. But we always try to make sure there's something there for the kids. Thursday night, we'll also have the ice cream sundae bar for the children.
They're going to love it.
That's we do that right out of the tailgate, out of the back of the Range Rover. I'm a fat kid. I like ice cream. My children like ice cream. So we do the ice cream sundae bar. We'll also have all the glow sticks for the kids.
Which is great as well for safety. And they can make the little Mickey Mouse ears or whatever necklaces or bracelets or all of the above, whatever they want to make, which is great for visibility.
Oh, speaking of that visibility, one thing I ask, if you're going to have dogs running around the pilgrimage, get them a light-up collar. It really, really helps. You know, vehicles are going in and out of there.
We'll have a couple of spare ones with us, and you can change colors so you know which is your
dog. You'll find a lot of the local general stores around here do sell them. It's a pretty popular thing. But I can't stress enough how much it's really helped us. I mean, granted, McTavish is as big as a horse, so he's hard to miss. But some of the smaller dogs. So that's Thursday. Check-in is going to be open on Thursday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you're going to get there later than 8 p.m., please let me know in advance, okay? Because I'm going to have to get you into a campsite. I don't mind if you are. I just, I don't, I don't want to be hanging around checking until like 11 p.m. If you are coming in advance and I know that you're going to be there at 10:45-ish, that's awesome. I can have it all set up and ready to go for you. Friday morning, starting at 7:30, the Hendersons do breakfast sandwiches and coffee. It's by donations only. And it's a really good, it's really good. It's all local stuff. There's also a couple great breakfast shops around. One of my favorite areas to go to is up at the Tunbridge store, about 10-minute drive to the north. They have a great, it's a great provisioning general store if you're heading north. They also have great breakfasts. I love the pancakes up there. And it's just sitting in the general store. It's just, it's the ultimate Vermont feel. To the, I guess a little bit over to the west is the Creek House Diner. They're great, wonderful, wonderful people in that. Also amazing slices of pie in the Creek House Diner. If you're not going to get breakfast on site, those are my two favorite spots for a breakfast. And they're both within like a 10-15 minute drive of the venue. Registration will open back up at 8:30 to 10:30. So come on in. If you're get registered, we'll do the same thing with the parking. At after 10:30, it's going to shut down until 5 p.m. So if you're going to, if you're going to show up in between that time, I ask you to go explore the class fours, because we're out guiding trips, doing all sorts of fun stuff during that, from that about 11 to 4:30. So there's not really going to be anyone there to check you in. So please, if you're going to arrive during that time, go out, have some fun. 5 p.m. the vendor area will open. Again, we're going to have Farmer's Market Pizza. They're only there the Thursday and Friday night. They're awesome. They were there at our first one. Mahara Spice, a different Indian vendor. Food vendors are really hard to come by in Vermont during the height of peak wedding season and fall foliage. So it wasn't that I just naturally love Indian. I do love Indian, but this is what we had available. We'll also have the grilled cheeses and french fries from the Hendersons. And then we're going to, starting at 6:30, we're going to have a kids' s'mores bar, which is awesome. We've got, we do a really good s'mores bar with all sorts of different chocolates. It's really cool. They'll have their own little kids' fire pit with kids' chairs. I just ask if you're going to be there and they're going to be around the fire pit, just have one adult with them. That would be awesome. Then check-in closes at 8 p.m. on the Friday night. If you're going to get there past 8 p.m., again, please let me know in advance. I'll be opening up the cigar bar. The Cloud Cigar Bar opens at 8. This is my opportunity, because I'm running around like a madman during the pilgrimage, to sit down and actually have people come to me and hang out. They'll be around the fire pits. We'll have a couple community fire pits with chairs and everything all set up in the vendor area. You can also have your own fire pits at your campsite. We just ask, well, we don't ask. You have to be in some sort of fire pit, like a solo stove or anything above ground. There's no fire, just on the ground. So that'll be awesome. We'll also have the bar should be up and going on Friday. This is Friday and Saturday. That'll be amazing. This is our first year with the deuce and a half turn mobile bar setup. Super excited for that, because we've been trying to get beer and cocktails to the pilgrimage for a while. So that will be amazing. That will be all set up in the vendor area. Plus, also in the vendors area, we get a bunch of the classes going on. Explore New Hampshire has a bunch of stuff they've got going on, from first aid kit, basic recovery stuff. There is lots to learn from all the different vendors. Explore New Hampshire has that set up. I know OEX will be there talking to people. If you are, speaking of OEX, we just did their introduction to off-road driving. I cannot recommend that class enough. It's amazing. They offer it at all three of their sites, the site in Connecticut, also North Carolina, and then the one out in Utah. Guys, go see Eric and the crew, Eric and Steve. Kevin won't be there. He's off in Aruba. I can't say that I blame him. But go and talk to different vendors. STL Off-Road, Ned will be there. He just got back from a crazy class learning out west. So he'll be there doing some demos. Take advantage of the vendor area. Lucky 8 will be there. This is not Expo East. This is really personal. Remember, there's only 250 vehicles. You can actually get some great quality time with the vendors that are there. So take advantage of it. And a lot of those, particularly the guide services, they're going to be out demoing their services Thursday through Saturday, maybe even some on Sunday. Go out and see what they have to offer. Remember, like what they're showing you in that day is worth a couple hundred dollars easy. And they're all incredible guides that I highly recommend. I'm really picky on who I have for vendors at the pilgrimage. So that's the Friday. Saturday again, 7:30 for the breakfast sandwiches. I don't really think we'll have many checking in on Saturday, but registration will be open from 8:30 to 10:30. Also, remember, in the big tent, you can come. That's where you guys are going to meet up to get into your small groups, or to meet up with some of the guide services. Oh, speaking of the meetup, when you're coming up to the big tent, walk up to the big tent. Don't park six vehicles in front of the big tent, because it makes it hard for people to get in and out. If you want to assemble, there's going to be assembly points marked on the maps. The one to the north is going to be right in the Village Green. There's plenty of parking there. It's a mile up the road. The one to the south is that Sharon gas station. That way you guys can, we're not just blocking the Jig General area and it doesn't become a traffic quagmire. Friday night, same thing. We've got the bar will be back. We'll have Army
I'm
Saturday
excited
night.
For that, because that's new this
the
year.
The bar is going to be awesome.
It's amazing. It looks amazing.
Max, Jason Morrill, who's been an incredible supporter of this event and helped me out in so many ways. He owns Worthy Burger right down the street, which is incredible, and also Red Can. But he's helped get Max, who owns Wolf Tree Cocktail Bar in White River, out to the event. So we're so excited to finally have proper cocktails. And then the beer on site will be the best of Vermont's craft beers. So we're super excited for that. We'll have Marara Spice. We'll have the grilled cheese and french fries again. And then we'll also be doing the raffle on Saturday night. So raffle we're going to do at 6 p.m. so we can get that out of the way and people can enjoy and do their stuff and have fun.
And this is included in the ticket, yeah, right? You don't have to pay for a ticket. Yeah, and it's, remember, whatever is in it's the car number, right?
Mm-hmm. We'll do a random number generator, and it'll be via the car number. We'll also have the computer there, so we can call out who won. You don't have to remember your car number off the top of your head. But if you can, awesome. If not, Mike will have all the registration information there. We'll do that. The cigar bar will be open again. And it's just, that's our goodbye night. Have fun. Sunday, guys, you guys can wheel, do whatever. We just ask you to be off site by like 1 p.m. Go out, wheel, have fun. I know a lot of people. If you want to stay later, talk to the Hendersons. You can call them in advance on the numbers in the email or talk to them on site. They have zero problems with people camping.
Yeah, they're cool. They're really bad.
Camping on the Sunday night or even Monday night. Really good. So speaking of the Hendersons, they just sent me a message today saying they will have kiln dried wood. Firewood available, and they'll bring it to your campsite. So that's awesome. Let me just see if there's anything else I wanted to mention with the groups. Guys, if you're arriving, if you want to camp together, arrive together. We had a couple groups that that are bigger than 10. They've reached out to me, and we've got areas set up for them. But if you're less than that, you want to camp together, arrive together. Everything is walkable here, so, and it's all flat. It doesn't overly matter.
And the weather is actually looking pretty great. No rain so far, and great temperatures, you know, not freezing cold, not too humid and hot. So it's looking pretty nice.
Yeah, we're looking
nice.
About in the, some days in the upper 60s, and then low 70s for two of them. It's Vermont, guys. There's always a chance of the wind picking up or there being a shower. So highly recommend some sort of light rain gear. Also, it's going to get down into the mid-40s at night, so bring something warm for being around the campfire. Facilities on site, we have the porta-potties, but there's no power, there's no water, but you can provision literally a mile up the road in South Royalton. There's gas station, there's the amazing co-op to get anything you need.
Oh, that is speaking of great provisioning spots, that is a really, really nice, they have everything in there that you could possibly want. And I picked up some, you know, baguette and charcuterie and popped it in the fridge really to take nice it out people. On the trail. Yeah, it's so great. It's so great. One of my favorite spots, apart from that really nice Ramunto's in Chester. That was epic the other week.
Yeah,
so
that's
delicious.
A good provisioning spot down in Chester. There's a gas station right down there that has a Ramunto's and a
Inside
Subway
it.
In it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's marked on the maps. Speaking of our favorite provisioning stops. Oh, I also got to forget, Saturday night we'll have Vermont Creamery there giving away loads of butter and cheese.
We are trying
and,
to have
and,
a baby goat there, but we don't
yes,
know yet.
We're working on them bringing out one of the baby goats. You know, I told Chris I wanted a proper baby one, not one of the ill-tempered adult ones. But like, you
he
know,
is head goat, though.
He is head goat at Vermont Creamery. He is in charge of all the goats. You can ask him about the goats, but they give away. Here's my warning with Vermont Creamery, though.
Yes, you'll be ruined.
Their butter has ruined me. It is now when I go to there and I get, and I'm not saying Cabot butter's bad, but I feel like I'm slumming it when I have to buy anything but the Vermont Creamery salted butter. Never mind, Chris will have samples of the
God,
restaurant quality ultra fat kid butter that the first year when he was giving me butter on a cracker, I thought it was pretty strange. And then I had it and I was like, oh my God, this is the butter of the gods. And it's ruined our children. And now they know the difference in like a blind taste test between regular Cabot butter and Vermont Creamery butter.
I know Hugh's making baguettes that I taught him to do. And then he gets his fiddleheads out that he's still got, I think, 4 bags left in the freezer from the spring. And then he gets the really nice bacon out and he's frying it all up in that really nice Vermont Creamery cultured sea salt butter. It's insane.
Yeah, they're really good. They'll be there this Saturday night. But for local provisioning stops and restaurants and all that, my first and must stop of the pilgrimage, like you got to at least go there once, is Worthy Burger. It's a mile up the road. They have incredible burgers.
There's outside seating and dog friendly.
Oh yeah, it's dog friendly, outside seating. And they also, for you beer nuts, they have Hill Farmstead on tap, which is remarkably hard to get Hill Farmstead in Vermont. Even though it's Vermont Brewery, because they brew amazing beer, but they don't want you to have it. So, Worthy Burger is amazing. My high recommendations there is the buffalo fries. I absolutely love those. And then the donuts at the end make it perfect. Also, right in South Royalton, you have Carlita's Canteria, which does tacos. They're pretty good. If you're fancy something like that, they're right there on the Village Green. We said Tunbridge General Store.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
That's 7 miles mm-hmm. up the road. They do lunch. They do breakfast.
They do breakfast. If you don't want a breakfast, you know, if you want to get it on the way and
wheel
from there, you can do that too.
If you're going north, it's kind of a must stop. They're also really nice people. They have a great art gallery upstairs. It's probably become my favorite general store in Vermont.
And they have seats, so you can grab a sandwich. You can, you know, take it to go, or you can sit down and eat your breakfast and have a coffee or whatever there.
Yeah, really nice people that run it, too. For gas stations and all that, you have the Valero right in town. They do gas and diesel. Also do basic provisionings for beer.
That's the one over the bridge, right?
That's the one right over the bridge.
Okay.
And then three miles to the south, you have the Mobile that also has a small Vermont liquor store in it. They do gas, diesel, and basic sandwiches, like it's gas station sandwiches. They're made there, but it's not the best. But for the closest liquor store, they're there. However, if you actually want to get like proper liquor, drive down into West Lebanon. It's a 25-minute drive. The New Hampshire liquor store right over the bridge there has an amazing selection of scotch. They have a case in the back of the really good stuff. That is a go-to stop.
And it's tax-free.
Yeah, and it's tax-free. It is substantially cheaper than liquor in Vermont.
Oh, yeah. For a bottle, it's like $12, $15 cheaper over the border.
We'll have the cigar bar, but if you fancy getting anything for pipe tobacco or cigars, the smoke shop also in Lebanon has a really good selection of cigars and pipe tobacco. Towing and repair services. So, guys, let's talk about...
Oh, my God.
Let's
that
talk
guy
about,
was so great this summer.
So... We met Dupree's Towing when we broke down back in June. Because we literally broke down in front of his friend's, his best friend's house.
Well, and because there were loads of trucks there, I'm like, oh, are you a shop? And he said, no, but I know one. And he had this really sweet truck, and he drove us home and everything and dropped the car off where it needed to be. So that was super.
And he also has a tow vehicle that can get to, like, probably like Blues and Below, and get out to the trail and tow something out. We always ask guys, if a vehicle's disabled, get it off the class fours and then just get it towed. You can either get it towed back to the venue. Trust me, there's so many people there with such an incredible knowledge of vehicles and willingness to jump in and help you fix stuff. It can kind of look like Mad Max's garage there on Friday and Saturday nights as people are working on stuff. You'll find everyone's willing to jump in and help.
For sure. Most definitely.
It's really cool. So his number's listed in the welcome email. The other shop, if it's something bigger than that and the vehicle has to stay, I can't recommend Kedron Valley Garage enough. Jeff and Tracy, they are incredible people. They look after all my normal stuff. They look after, it's a lot of people try to keep 13 vehicles going like Kate and I do, of various.
Not to mention the tract.
And they've looked after everything from my modern Range Rovers to my old Russian UAZ, which was a learning curve.
Yeah, it was.
Really good people. And they've also helped a number of people this year that have had damage on the class four. They've managed to squeeze them in and get stuff done. Only other stuff I was going to say for if anyone is interested in the fly fishing, I've had a couple people, please reach out to me by Tuesday so I can get you booked in. That's through the Woodstock Inn. It's all Orvis guys. They do an incredible job. We just book it through them. You'll have an incredible time. We went out fly fishing for bass this summer.
Yeah, it was too hot for trout, but
it was awesome. But with the temperatures that we have,
it'll be good for trout.
It will be good fishing for trout or bass, and they are amazing guides. And it includes all the kit and
all the gear, waders, the proper boots, and all the lures and the poles and everything that you need, and the expertise, right?
And they do half day excursions.
It's awesome.
Just reach out. I'm happy to get you guys in touch and get it all booked for you. To the maps. So I just want to go over how I rate the trails, because I do it differently than a lot of people. So when it comes down to, like, we'll start at the bottom with greens. That's pretty much any vehicle, as long as it's on all seasons or all trains, two-wheel or four-wheel drive. You're not going to have to worry about getting stuck. There's no real traction hazards. It's the easiest of the easy. Blues is a typical 4x4 with all trains and mud trains, fully aired up. You can be able to do it. There's no real risk of any sort of recovery unless you did, like, drove.
Unless you pull a me and drive into a rock that fucks up the rim and punctures.
But even
the
then,
tire.
It wasn't recovery; it was a repair.
It was a repair.
Red is when you're gonna is what I'd say is a risk of getting stuck, you know, not really any big risk of body damage, but that's the risk, getting stuck, needing to get winched. There's, you know, rock hazards to go over. There could be a mud hazard, something like that. It's just, we've introduced the possibility of getting stuck or needing recovery or, you know, just being more technical. Pink is, that's proper stuff. That is, like, I would definitely recommend having a locker, an armor. You can do it without a locker, but you definitely want to be properly aired down, have proper recovery kit, have proper training, and just know that these are some of the more difficult trails. You don't need 37s or anything, but you definitely want to know what you're doing on the pinks. And then the hardest stuff we have is magenta. I save that for stuff that, guys, if it's a magenta, this is no joke. That's the stuff that rivals Camel Trophy. You know, you've got to really have a vehicle that is incredibly built out for it. You know, that is lockers, that is armor, that is 35. That is 35 plus. That is decision making. You have to have had some sort of training, and I mean a fair amount of it. You have to be out there and know that it could be an advanced recovery. There's definitely the risk of body damage on pinks and magentas. There's some risk on red, but most of it is pink and magenta. So there's only like three or four in our system that are that level, but they are no joke, incredibly hard, and plan on spending the day out there on those trails. That's how we do it. If you have any questions on that, come up and ask us. We're happy to help plan that. Let's get into talking about like customs and courtesies on the Class 4 roads.
Definitely. Smile and wave. And, you know, nod, smile. People will remember that. And remember, some of the entrances are people's driveways, and then it turns into a, it might turn off it and it turns into a Class 4 road. Yep, just be polite, be courteous. If you see any trash on the trails, stop and pick it up, right?
We will have trail trash bags to give you.
Yep.
If you want a trail trash bag, come up to the registration tent. Happy to give you one. We have a dumpster there, a 15-yard dumpster. Bring back whatever you want. We've had guys bring back a whole axle during a pilgrimage that they found out there and put it in the dumpster. So the goal is, the only thing we want left behind out there is memories and tire tracks. So please, please pick up any trash you come across. Also, like Kate said, smile away. Talk to the people you come across on the Class 4 roads. You will meet some really incredible, interesting people up there. And yes, not everyone may want to talk to you, but always smile and wave.
Oh, and if you're provisioning somewhere, just make sure you mention that you're with the pilgrimage, because that, you know, we want these towns to realize, you know, the value of your business in their stores.
Yeah, I can't stress enough. Buy locally. It really helps out. These general stores and local stores, they have definitely been struggling. It has been
hard 2 years with all the floods and terrible damage Vermont's had. If we can give something back to the local community, that's really going to help people out. You know, it's leaf peeper season, and then we just don't know what's going to happen with the ski season, right? Last year sucked. So some of these businesses are really hurting. So all of us being there buying local is going to make a big difference.
Yeah, it really helps out. They're excited to see you. There's no reason to come up to the pilgrimage, even if you want to cook, with anything from like any meats or any like that. There's amazing places to provision. Ask me. I'm a fat kid. I will tell you the best places to go grab a steak, you know, whether it be the Brownsville Butcher or right up the road in South Worlton.
Well, that was
South
the cooking
Worlton.
Challenge that we did this year. That was amazing.
Yes.
The Congrats cooking. To Ryan Pinkham Ryan for winning, who just rocked it. And amazing, amazing. Yeah, if you want to get some cool recipes, he's a good guy to talk to, actually. And I've never had bone marrow, what was it, sherry luges with homemade sourdough. It was amazing. Just amazingly delicious. In fact, we had such a great competition with everyone there. Are we doing two of those next year?
We'll do two cooking competitions.
Oh, it was amazing. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
But yeah, it's just really, really be courteous to everyone you come across. Everyone wants you here. This is peak tourist season in Vermont. So definitely the roads will be if you get into the prime tourist areas, like say Woodstock it's going to take a while to get through. My recommendation is avoid those towns and go see the smaller towns of Vermont. That's where the scenery is. That's where the awesome actual local general stores are. That's what you're here to see. In the maps, you go everything from all the way down to Grafton. Grafton Market's a great place to go see, all the way up to the Northeast Kingdom. And you can go up to the Hastings store, or you go up to see Parker Pie if you're going to do a run up to Hill Farmstead Brewery. You get to see the best of Vermont. The weather's going to be amazing. Back to customs and courtesies on the Class 4, guys. Stay on the Class 4s. That's why we do the GPS maps. There are definitely logging trails and all sorts of stuff that go off of these Class 4 roads. Those aren't legal to use. The Class 4 is the actual right-of-way. You legally have the right to be there. It's no different than a main road. If you do encounter someone who's hostile to you,
Just turn around.
It's not worth it. There's so many other trails. I mean, it's not worth getting into the whole legal argument of can you be there or not. Yes, you can, but it's just not worth it. There's like 3,000 miles of Class 4 roads out there, guys.
Is it really that many?
Yeah, it's an insane amount.
Wow.
So just do it. The other thing along the Class 4s, you may notice little bypasses that people have made that go into like water or mud holes. Don't go into those. Not the actual Class 4 road. Yes, people have done it, you know, be it side-by-sides or mudders or whoever. We always want to be courteous. Some of those are bigger wetlands. You know, if it's a big enough bypass like we have one here in Reading, that's an actual wetland. You could get a ticket from the game warden, and it would be a ticket through the Agency of Natural Resources, and it would be a big fine for disturbing a wetland. Don't do it. There are definitely approved water crossings out there. Stick to those. Speaking of game wardens, they are incredibly nice people. You are probably the only, they're probably the only law enforcement you're going to encounter out there on the Class 4 roads. There's not a lot of them. They're really nice. Stop and talk to them. Hopefully one of the game wardens will be coming out to the pilgrimage one night to talk about what they do, talk about nature, the wildlife in Vermont. They are a huge resource. If you are interested in seeing what Vermont has to offer via the fishing, via the, like just going out and finding like moose, or the other thing we're seeing a lot of is bear. These guys know it and they're happy to talk about it. It is their passion. And they're really happy to talk about someone who actually wants to talk to them versus them just going around checking hunting and fishing license. Right.
Oh, if you are going to fish with Orvis, make sure you get a fishing license online.
Yep. They'll get that. They'll do that for you. But, really nice people. That's pretty much it for the customs and courtesies on the Class 4s, guys. Moving on, I just really want you to have the best time that you're here. The whole point of this event, it's a magical mystery tour. It is entirely what you make of it. There is zero pressure. There's zero ego involved. There's nothing wrong with just doing greens, going from Maple Creamy Stand to General Store to Amazing Vermont Brewery, or wanting to go out and do some of the hardest stuff on the East Coast. Just do it safely and have fun. That's it. I look at this in this, this isn't my event, it's your event. What makes it amazing is you guys coming, the friendships, the camaraderie, the helping each other, whether you've gotten stuck and you need recovery, you know, post up in the Facebook group if you're stuck. We'll get someone out there. It's trail repairs, everything. It's asking where are your favorite Class 4s that, you know, another group is run. Compare notes. And then if you see stuff that's changed along the Class 4s, take a picture of it and we'll live update it. We can push updates to the maps. So you'll see the maps will change a couple times during the event. We do our damnedest to pre-run everything, but I could pre-run every day all summer and still not be able to pre-run everything. So some of the stuff may be a year old, and it's Vermont. Stuff changes. The biggest thing out there that I deal with is beavers and loggers. And so beavers are going to make the trail worse. They're going to cause flooding. Loggers are going to make the trail way better. That stuff changes regularly. And then down trees, stuff happens. I always try to recommend at least one person in your group have a chainsaw.
Right.
We encounter a fair amount of down trees. It can just take one down tree to make you have to detour, you know, 10 miles. So go out there, have fun. Again, thank you for coming.
I'm so looking forward to it. I can't wait.
This is my, there's a lot of stress that goes into running the pilgrimage behind the scenes. And I do it all, and hopefully you guys never notice any of that. And I try to take out any drama. So it's just to show up, have fun, leave with some amazing memories and some new friendships. So thank you so much for coming. Anything you wanted to add? Oh, you're going to do your ladies ride on Saturday morning.
Pilgrimage. Yep. I got a
just greens, blues,
greens and blues, nothing crazy. And I have, for those that want to attend, I've actually got some ladies of the pilgrimage stickers that Mike designed to give to you guys to join the ladies of the pilgrimage club. So I'm excited about that too. I hope my t-shirts arrive in time. I ordered them on the merch on the website, but I haven't seen them ship yet. So I'm hoping that one gets here in time, but the stickers have shipped, so I should have those.
Yeah, we'll have a bunch of those to
in time.
Out.
Yeah, to give out.
And we will have hats for sale at check-in. So we still have a bunch of Orvis hats. We'll also have patches, and we'll have a bunch of stickers and cool red cards to give away too. So really look forward to seeing you all. Don't be afraid. If you have any questions, call me. My number's right on the site. I'm happy to answer your questions. It's easier for me to talk to people on the phone because I hate typing, and to keep track of who I'm talking to because I get so many.
Also, you can't spell.
Yeah, I mean, I became a pilot, so all I had to do was shittily sign my name, and it was the least amount of paperwork involved. And now I'm an event runner and trophy husband. So have fun. Use the resources, and we look forward to seeing you all on Wednesday night.
Can't wait to see you.
All right, everybody. Have a lovely evening.